The minutes of the last Reserve Bank Board meeting reveal that it was a sudden shift in thinking that led to the bank's shock decision to cut interest rates by a full percentage point this month. When the papers for the board meeting were finalised a few days earlier, Reserve Bank officials had been recommending a cut of only half as much. But a free fall on stock markets and a lockdown in credit markets led them to opt for the biggest one-off cut in the cash rate since the recession of the early 1990s. Economics correspondent Stephen Long has been analysing the board minutes during a lock-up at the Reserve Bank headquarters in Sydney this morning. He joins me now in the World Today studio. Stephen, can you take us through that timeline? Just how rapidly did the board's outlook change?
Eleanor, the papers for the board meeting are finalised on the Thursday before the meeting, and they are posted out to the board members on the Friday, couriered out to their members on the Friday. So between the finalisation of the board papers on the Thursday and that meeting on Tuesday the 7th of October, there was this massive shift in sentiment and a decision to not go with the recommendation in the board papers for a cut of half a percentage point in the cash rate from 7% to 6.5%, but a full percentage point cut, which we hadn't seen since May 1992 during the recession we had to have, as Paul Keating dubbed it. So in the space of, 5 days, you had this big shift in sentiment and a pretty dramatic decision by the board, which caught the markets really on the hop.
So do the minutes give us an indication of what it was that drove that shift?
Well, the members of the board have noted that it was the failure of Lehman Brothers that was the catalyst for the bout of market turmoil, and it basically led to an undermining of trust amongst counterparties. People didn't think they'd necessarily get their money if they traded in the banking business. And it notes that there was a virtual shutdown in the wholesale capital markets in Europe and North America, that global money markets had become completely dysfunctional, with the key interbank lending rate, the three-month US dollar LIBOR swap, increasing sharply with its spreads. But they also said it just wasn't a meaningful indicator because there was virtually no activity in that market because banks weren't lending to other banks. That even with sovereign debt, people weren't trusting even government bonds outside of the three world's largest economies. And so you had a situation, the three major issuers. So basically you had panic in the markets. And we know that in that time you had the $700 billion US bailout pass, but didn't quell the panic. We had on the Friday before the meeting, the biggest one-day fall in 3 years on the Aussie market. So I think that was enough to think they needed a short, sharp shock.
And was this short, sharp shock of a full 1 percentage point reduction in interest rates a tacit acknowledgement by the Reserve Bank that it had gone too far with the cycle of rate rises earlier this year?
Oh, well, and our central banks never make mistakes. It is simply that circumstances change. It's clear, though, although there is no acknowledgement within it, that they underestimated the severity of the conditions in financial markets and the lead into the real economy, how much they'd hit the real economy. And they talk about that huge rise in unemployment in the States. And the thing that really seems to have caught them by surprise is the conditions in China and the much faster than expected slowdown in industrial production to around 13% per annum, which still sounds high, but that's the lowest rate in 5 years, and a marked slowdown in production of steel, concrete and energy. Well, that undermines the resources boom. The big worry for the Reserve Bank was that we were going to face what's known as a terms of trade shock, with rising export prices for Australian minerals leading to higher national income, higher consumption, undermining their efforts to cool the economy. Now, with those rate cuts, they're on track on their previous thinking. What they wanted to do was basically halve the level of aggregate demand in the economy, and they're on track to do that. It was working. The trouble is that the unwinding of the global economy so rapidly, with the US and the European powers so clearly headed for a major downturn and even China being hit, meant that they were clearly going to overshoot if they didn't do something. Now, what the board minutes do suggest is that they brought forward a series of rates cuts that were going to take place over a period of time into this one big hit.
Now, you say that Reserve banks never make mistakes, but was there any indication that they were worried that they might spook the markets with such a large cut?
Indeed, there was, and the board minutes acknowledge that the board considered the possibility that the larger than expected easing could have a negative effect on market sentiment. And they also noted that the Aussie dollar exchange rate had fallen sharply in the preceding 24 hours, but they concluded that the possibility of a short-term adverse reaction would be outweighed by stronger sentiment over time. Now, in the wash-up, it led to a short-term bounce, but then markets tumbled around the world regardless, with the Reserve and other central banks cutting rates.
Stephen Long, our economics correspondent, thank you.